This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You are listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm. This is part 28 of our story. If you have missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, they were pushing deeper into the swamps surrounding Ishagar, when suddenly, all the sound of the wildlife disappeared.
The swamps don't normally get this quiet. Well, I suppose yesterday I was hearing birds and frogs and all sorts of things.
What's the other animal? Frogs.
I'll keep a lookout and try to see if I can see any animals, if they're still around but quiet, or if they seem like they've completely disappeared.
Give me a perception check.
Can't see nothing. Six.
Yeah, no, you... Damn.
It's one away from the lowest I can possibly roll.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's nothing. But after about half an hour or so, sound starts to return as creatures come out of their hidey holes. It gradually starts returning after about 5-10 minutes, mm-hmm. But after about half an hour, it is fully back.
If I do a survival roll,
yep.
Could I see if I could identify what the scream was? Like if I've heard it before?
Yeah.
Wahoy! I rolled a 19 plus 5. That's a 24.
Hell yeah.
You have good survival.
Yeah. I decided to put some stuff into survival for some reason, and it's worked out.
It's paying off.
Yay!
Fair enough.
Master Tracker, Tanlin.
Yeah, you recognize what this is.
Oh, dear.
This is a ghoul.
It's taken a little bit of a while for her to put two and two together.
Yeah.
But after some quiet... poling through the swamp, Tanlin goes, oh,
what's that?
Well, you know, I went on a couple of excursions before being put into a group with you two, and on one of them I did hear a scream like that before.
Okay.
We were investigating a cemetery and there was a ghoul in one of the tombs, and it screamed exactly like that. It took me a little while to put it together, but that person who wrote ghoul in ink, in the diary, they're right. That's exactly what that is.
You got a 24, right?
Aye.
That is the scream that it makes when it has found prey.
Oh.
Mm.
I think our vanguard's in trouble.
Oh,
it only screamed. Scheisse. It only screamed like that when it saw us.
Right, that's a problem.
I'm going to move the pontoon a bit faster.
Yeah,
please do. Please, but don't exhaust yourself too much, Nathanwin. If there's going to be a fight, we need you in prime wacky form.
Oh, don't worry, I'm always in prime wacky form. And that's what they call it and all. Heading towards the source of the sound, trying to make our way down swamp, poling fast.
Interesting.
Trees all pass, and we're in a swamp.
I will admit that's where my mind was going at that time.
You're going fast, right?
Yeah.
Can I get dexterity check on this?
Okay.
Basically, this represents your ability to maneuver it as you...
Can Magnus assist poling from the back of the pontoon?
There's only one pole.
Can someone assist with guidance, maybe?
Yes, I will assist with a guidance.
But yes, you guys kind of zip through a veil of vines that are just across the way. And Cyril?
And with a 21.
Hot damn. You managed to stop right before running into this giant moss and weed covered log.
Oh, right. There's danger around every corner. Is it floating? Can we move it?
Yeah, it's floating. At least it looks like it's floating.
I don't really want to poke it. I don't want to poke it with the pole, just in case it's a crocodile.
Ritual cast.
It is way too big to be a crocodile. It is 20, 30 meters long and 3 meters wide.
Okay, that is too big to be a crocodile.
I will ritual cast Unseen Servant and get it to shove it out the way.
I don't think it can...
Yeah, the Unseen Servant tries. It does not budge. But the log opens its eye.
How dare you?
As this
no!
black, green, and yellow eye just appears. It is a style of eye you are familiar with.
Oh.
As you see...
Oh, it's your buddy.
The slitted pupil of a dragon eye looking right at you.
Swamp dragon.
Hello?
Hello.
I apologize if I disturbed you.
The eye moves around, checking the surroundings. It would
appear that I might be in your way.
Yes, I thought you were a log.
Don't say
this is intentional.
Your camouflage is so beautiful and yes. fantastic.
It's perfect. Perfect and unrecognizable. Great dragon. we're looking for some people who may have passed through here a few days ago. We're hoping to make sure that they're safe.
You mean the green one?
Yes.
Yes, they passed through a few days ago.
Yeah, we work for a similar organization to them, and when they did not come back, we were concerned.
That matters not to me.
Fair enough.
Would you be so kind as to point us in the direction where they went?
You see what you thought was a branch lift up as this, it is a crocodilian forearm with this massive wing attached to it, and it can point. It is right across your path, head on your left side.
Right.
And it raises its right arm, so the arm that is across its body from you.
Yeah.
And just points further into the swamps that way.
Is it towards where we heard the ghoul scream?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for the information.
My name is Manson.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Manson. My name is Amadeus.
Mm.
And these are my friends, Tanwyn and Magnus.
Mm.
It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Yeah.
May we continue on our trail?
I suppose I can move.
Much appreciated if you can.
And it just opens its mouth. Its mouth is huge. It is longer than Tanwyn and Magnus standing on top of each other's shoulders.
Good.
And it just yawns.
It sounds very crocodilian.
Oh, yeah. It is basically a giant winged alligator.
I don't want to touch the log just in case it's a crocodile. It's too big to be a crocodile. But it's something!
It's a dragon! It yawns, snuffs a bit, like, gonna, and then just takes a deep breath and sinks.
Be very, very careful, Dan.
Oi, of course. And I'm going to very gently pull over where the dragon was, trying not to hit him.
There is no way to get past him without planting the pole on him.
Yeah.
But when you do, you can feel through the pole just dense, thick skin. Imagine he barely notices.
Do you think I'm actually going to get a little bit further away from him before I say this?
After you guys get 5-6 meters, it floats back up to the surface.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Have a lovely nap. Goodbye. Do you think Artifora knows about that one? And she's saying it quietly because she does not this rogue swamp dragon to hear Artifora and be like, my enemy?
The one who banished me to the swamp?
Yeah.
Amadeus is just going to silently... Amadeus is just going to silently shrug.
If somebody wants to, they can give me a history check.
I don't know if Artifora ever mentioned that guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to be hilarious on this one. Legend lore.
Oh.
Can you do it on creatures as well?
Yes, you can.
You can. Yes.
I get it once a day, and I'm not sure if I'm going to actually use it.
Yeah, no. Legend lore. This is an ancient swamp dragon.
In dragon terms, that's
3,000 years.
So this is a contemporary of Artifora?
Yeah. His age is comparable to your gods. It has dwelt in the swamp forever. It is also one of the laziest creatures going.
I will... So, I do the book thing with the legend where it's like, oof.
Yeah, it barely moves, sleeps 99% of the time, but there is a weak period of activity where it just eats an absurd amount of stuff.
Yeah.
Mostly the giant toads that live in the swamps.
That chap's as old as Artifora.
Oh, well, that's pretty impressive. Has there ever been any kind of tales in Ishagar of massive ancient dragon in the swamp?
Recently? No.
Yeah.
Swamp dragon will eat you if you don't go to bed on time.
The dragon itself has inspired boogeyman tales, but the ancient city, the one that is now ruins, it was seen like this guardian deity to the people.
Back when it was younger and a bit more active.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason it became so lazy was regularly thrown cows.
Delicious.
Which is why there is no cows in Paradon, because there was a very small cow population.
That was sacrificed.
They were then sent.
I'm assuming that the only reason Artifora isn't as lazy as that guy is because deity power.
Partially, yes.
Also the reason we don't have cows. Interesting.
You know, whenever you open that book, I just never know what you're going to pull out of it. You've always got some strange little anecdote that explains something about this island that nobody's ever really fully explained before. And you're just like, oh, just pull it out of the book. It's really something.
Also, the reason we don't have cows is the people that had the city sacrificed the cows to as tribute to...
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's so weird.
What's a cow?
It's kind of like an elephant, but less useful.
It was a creature we used for meat before...
It's like chicken.
It looked kind of like an elephant with a short nose, and instead of tusks, horns.
It's kind of the more horse-sized, and they're more docile and...
So easier to ride.
No, they're docile in the sense that they're lazy.
This seems like an animal that wasn't actually that useful. I think it's good that we've got elephants.
As I said, they're a source of meat.
Hey, you know, we've got other sources of
meat. Yeah, we're not lacking for the absence, but they were an alternative to elephants that are no longer an option on Peridot.
Tanwyn has zoned out several minutes ago as Amadeus rattled on about cows.
Yes.
You can just hear her going, uh-huh.
Yeah. Amadeus has done this before.
And he will do it again.
And he will do it again.
And that is a promise.
Yeah. Like you say, he look in the book and he'll come up with relevant information and then like a weird tidbit that is completely irrelevant to the situation. Like... Cows.
It is technically related, but not relevant.
Yeah, but he's just learned it and he has to share it with people.
He enjoys sharing knowledge.
And the soothing rambles just take us through the swamps.
As you guys move through the swamps, can I get perception checks?
Perception.
Perception.
That is absolutely miserable. That is only 11.
That is a natural 20 for me.
Oh!
Someone's paying attention.
Not too bad for me either. That's a 19.
Nice. Amadeus and Tanwyn.
Aye.
After a few hours after getting past the giant dragon, you notice that the canopy has gotten a lot thicker. Barely any sunlight is getting here. You're still following the marks left by the vanguards, but as you move, you realize once again, silence.
As it starts getting a bit darker as we go through the canopy, I will act on pure habit and reach out and touch Tanwyn's armor and cast light on it. Oh God, he's smiling! Why are you smiling?
You've just turned me into a beacon.
Yes, better you than me.
That's true.
And like a scene out of horror film, the light reveals tens, 20, 30, countless figures attached to the trees.
Oh no. Yay.
Reflecting red eyes staring at you all.
Oh no.
This is fun.
Observe you before climbing down the trees and submerging themselves in the water. You can't get a good look at how many are doing it.
I don't like the look of that.
Neither do I.
Can I try to see through the veil?
Go for it.
Alrighty. Currently we're just getting odd shapes that could be terrifying water monkeys. So I would like to know a little bit more about what it is we're actually seeing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that is a 21 plus 3.
Nice.
Yeah, so a 24.
Do you want to tear it so that all may see?
I would love to tear it so that all may see.
Yeah, so you tear the veil rather than just simply pierce it, and you all see the darkness lightens a bit as you access the draconic power within you, and you see these figures, old, bloated corpses with skin of various shades of rot. Somehow mostly intact, probably thanks to the fact that for the most part they were probably submerged.
Mm.
Though several of them also do have holes with fish in them.
Good.
But the shared trait that all of them have, because you're seeing various different races, various different clothing, and also various different states, all of them have orange eyes.
Mm.
That are very similar to the false moon that hangs in the sky at the moment.
Oh, no. And they're all heading in one direction?
Yeah, you do see several that are heading deeper into the dark. And there are also plenty that are hanging nearby. As you're moving forward, you start to feel some grab at the pole, test the pontoon, like bump it and push it. And they're not trying to stop you. They're more, weirdly enough, it seems curious.
I don't know about this one, guys.
This is why we burn bodies in the swamp.
I can see that. Do they seem like they are attracted to the light or shying away from the light? I mean, obviously, Amadeus has just lit up my helmet, or they're not affected by it.
I'm trying to figure out how to put it. They are cautious of it.
Okay.
But they are not outright afraid of it, nor are they attracted to it.
Okay.
That's good to know. It's going in the report.
I mean, if the ritual burning of the bodies in Ishigar is anything to go by, they're probably feared of fire.
Probably. Let's...
They look like they would. They are full of fat and they would light up like a candle. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Let's not test it.
No, I do believe that is a smart decision.
Y'all heard of swamp, Gaius.
Yes, oh, let's use fire in the swamp.
Yeah.
Look,
scary.
I've already been burned by one use of a fire spell in an incorrect location. Let's not do that again.
I will say this. You should be fine to use fire spells.
I don't know if I feel safe to keep traveling, to be honest, lads.
Well, the problem is that we're right smack in the middle of this.
Aye.
So we're either going to have to go back and hope that the swamp dragon is magnanimous a second time and lets us pass. We stay here, in which case, ghouls.
Ghouls.
Or we go forward, in which case...
More ghouls.
Either more ghouls.
Possibly more ghouls.
Or...
something different.
There might be a ghoul swamp dragon.
Let's not put that into the equation right
now. Guys, we met a soul eater. Ghouls are nothing.
One ghoul would be nothing. This is like
50.
At least 50 ghouls.
One ghoul is nothing. 50 ghouls is experience.
30 to 50 feral ghouls in your backyard. I don't want to think about a ghoul swamp dragon, actually.
Let's not put that in the zeitgeist of the universe. Please. I feel like we're tempting fate.
Does anybody know anything about ghouls? They're just big, bloated, horrible men to me.
They're dead people who don't know they're dead.
Okay. People who want to can give me history checks, as ghouls are actually a type of naturally forming undead, which is common knowledge.
Huh. Oh, yeah, that's like 7.
Oh, yeah, that's a 3.
I know absolutely nothing with a natural 1.
Wow.
Ghouls are a type of naturally forming undead.
I guess they just weren't that interesting to us. You read about ghouls and you're like...
They're just ghouls.
School. And you're like, everybody knows about ghouls. I don't need to study ghouls.
I was to go for school.
Okay, so we don't know anything about ghouls.
Except that they're... naturally occurring undead.
Yeah. Yes.
I think you don't want to let them eat you?
I wouldn't want to let anything eat me, to be fair.
What about a really small shark?
No, I don't want anything to
eat
me.
And it gives you a wish if it nips your little finger off.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
Sorry. We're poling on through the swamp.
Yeah, I think we're going to keep going.
I can definitely see that conversation happening. It's just like, ooh, baby. Because it distracts him from the fact that there is 50 ghouls around you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the ghouls aren't trying to get onto the pontoon or anything.
No, it is like a bunch of curious animals.
Magnus is going to lob some jerky out.
Oh.
There is.
It's going to be like feeding the ducks.
Just give me a straight d20 roll.
Yeah, gooly, 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 gooly.
14.
Well, the water where you threw the jerky in suddenly bubbles and roils as 10 different ghouls go swarming after the bit of meat.
Okay, let's not go swimming.
I believe that that's
It is like a bunch of human-sized piranhas.
Oh, that's so scary. Well, at least we know that they'll go for stuff like that if we need to distract them. Maybe we can all kind of keep a piece of them.
We should have brought some goats with us.
No, don't say that. I feel like that would be cruel to the goat.
Oh, no, as a distraction.
And where would the goat be after
the
distraction?
We, like, hang it on a rope.
Aye.
Out of reach.
Okay. And then we're...
That's cruelty to animals.
Ghouls aren't animals, though.
We do not advocate for this type of behavior in real life.
We protect the goat, though.
On a rope. Goat on a rope.
Goat on a rope.
Goat on a rope.
Like a little harness.
It's kind of cute. It's kind of cute.
As the...
It's like a little pinata.
As the person nominally in charge, no, we are not doing that, please and thank you.
I know, I don't think we are. I think it's too late to go back and get goats. I think we just have to press onwards.
How
I am going to
goat-like do you feel, Tanwin?
Oh, pretty much 0% goat-like. Okay. I don't even have any horns.
And
she looks meaningfully at Amadeus.
No.
Wait, Amadeus, you can fly.
No, I can't.
No, he can't.
Ah, what's the point of having magic?
Tanwin has magic and she can't fly either.
My magic's more, you know...
She doesn't have horns.
What does that have to do with the price of soup?
I was going to say my magic's more dragony, but then I remembered that dragons can fly.
Well,
and
if there's horns in soup, it's cheaper.
And if there's horns on a magic user, they can fly?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not how either of those things work.
Armitaeus, you have to stop raising your voice. The ghouls are getting piranery again.
Magnus is going to throw some more jerky out.
Just...
I'm naming him Ted.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Ted.
Oh, dear.
Wait, can you all speak?
I don't think you should name them. I think it gives them sentience.
What am I?
Oh, no, I'm getting attached.
Oh, boy. All right.
Where are we headed?
You guys have been following marks left by the vanguards.
Yes.
Should I roll perception, survival to...
Survival.
Keep an eye on it.
Oh, yeah.
Passing up to the...
Woof. Okay, needed that. So that is only 18.
Only 18, he says. Yeah, following the mark... As you guys get deeper, the marks are actually starting to be... Rather than, like, carved into trees, they are starting to become magical in nature.
Arcane mark.
Yeah. They are the same symbol, just in glowing yellow... Well, just glowing yellow light.
Why would the vanguard... go for magic symbols over carving? Is it quicker?
Because it's dark,
okay.
So I don't know if you know this, but any of you all gone hiking here? Have you guys seen the trail mark, the pink
or orange triangles
on the trees?
Yes.
That's basically what you're dealing with here.
Okay.
Except...
Got a little bit more information.
Yeah.
And, you know, because... Unfortunately, not everybody has dark vision.
Even with dark vision, it would be hard to see because it's gray. It's just various shades of gray, and there's already a lot of variation on a tree trunk.
Yeah.
Chances of you seeing a symbol carved into a tree trunk is low.
And to be fair, if there are ghouls about, I doubt whether any of them are going to want to stop for long enough to carve anything.
Yeah, it's just like, poof. Keep going.
So, twofold. Easier to see and...
Quicker.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it would take you, like, a minute to carve normal mark in.
And...
A second.
Yeah.
Maybe more, but, you know.
Well, a round's worth of...
However long it takes to cast a dang spell. Anyway, that's not important, but yeah, no, it...
How long do these marks generally last?
Honestly, it depends on the intent of the caster.
Okay. I was hoping we could get a gauge of how long ago they came through here, but at the moment we've got within 4 days.
Yeah, an Arcana check might be able to tell you.
Okay.
Something.
Minus one, here we go. 15. Not bad.
Nice.
Natural one again.
Oh, buddy.
That dice can go get smacked.
Amadeus is not having a good day. His not sleep was rough.
Yeah, his not sleep was rough. There's ghouls around. His two companions keep making stupid jokes.
Because that's how they survive the horror.
Exactly.
But at 15, they are starting to fade.
Okay.
You get the idea that they weren't intending to be here for more than a few days, and it's been a few days.
It's been a few days, okay.
But the actual amount of time... No clue.
Right. Well, that's good information to have still. And it's good to know that the marks are still here, so they're still, at least a few days ago, they were still alive, which is good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't seen any vanguardy looking ghouls, right?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Though you have seen a couple with armor that is very similar to your ghosts.
Oh. Hmm. Do my ghosts know them? They're like, is that Bob?
That's my body.
Hey, that's... I've seen better days.
That's me. What did I do to my hair?
They are being strangely quiet.
Hmm.
There is something that is putting them on edge, and they're dead.
You're right there, Magnus.
Yeah, I'm Joe.
Oh, you seem very circumspect.
You usually
what
look like...
What does that mean?
Well, you're being very thoughtful for you.
I can think a lot more for some reason.
You're usually touching your scarf a lot and looking around like you can see people and nodding and replying sometimes, but now you're just kind of still.
It's been a very long time since Magnus can...
Hear himself
have
think.
Yeah. And he's having internal conversations. Yeah, just monitoring the situation.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I do an Arcana check on the moon?
Go for it.
Oh, that's a 14.
What sort of information are you trying to glean?
From the moon.
It's not natural. It's orange. The ghoul's eyes are orange. Are they connected in some way? Are the ghouls moving towards the moon? Do they like the moon? Do they hate the moon? Is the moon a guiding light in their unlive? Or did the moon raise them?
Moon definitely didn't raise them.
Mm, the ghouls have been here.
Yes, the ghouls have been here.
Mm, the ghouls are...
Ghouls have been
ghouling. A lot of the ghouls were plenty old, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah. Like,
so,
but this isn't like a recent ghouling of bodies. The ghouls have been here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Though, upsettingly, there are a few children-sized ghouls.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Well, damn. Swamps take everybody.
Yeah. You drown in the swamp, high chance you become a ghoul.
Yeah, I'm learning that.
As for a connection to the moon, potential.
Okay.
Though it could also be a coincidence that you guys did not roll high enough to know whether or not the orange eyes is just a thing that happens when you become a ghoul. So it's not outside the realm of possibility, but it's also not a guarantee.
Okay. How long have we been accompanied by curious ghouls by now?
They've stopped being curious after 10 minutes, and yeah, it's...
I'm assuming at least some of them are still watching us and...
You're still being followed, but you're no longer getting bumped up against or grabbed.
Okay. Maybe they're just following us because they think we might give them more meat.
Maybe.
I've gone back to nervously plucking my banjo.
Right, you pulled a banjo from somewhere.
No, I bought it. I bought it from the shop
right. With
Magnus's platinum piece.
Yeah.
Because he has a training in banjo.
Well, no, I have training in guitars, and I've just been slowly figuring out how that translates to banjo. That's pretty much where my mind went when I learned we were going into the Swampsons.
We are becoming real. Yeah, it's happening to us.
So, you know, of course I'm picking up a banjo.
You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm. After, I want to say, 2 or so hours, A, pontooning is slow, but B, Jade Moor, which is the dark part of the swamp, is huge. It is dense, and it's very dark. The only reason you're able to navigate is because of the markers that the Vanguard had set up.
Yeah.
And y'all are having to navigate through basically a labyrinth of tree trunks and roots. But after a couple of hours, there is just a in the distance, and a bright flash of arcane fire.
That's not good.
That's the Vanguard. Start heading in that direction, and I'm going to put on the juice and get the pontoon going a little bit speedier.
As the fire clears, there is creatures screeching.
Shit. We got to get there as fast as possible.
And they are not natural sounds.
Oh. Do we still have that thick canopy above us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Do we want to stop, try to climb a tree and get a vision, or no?
I'm not sure.
Tanlon's not good at climbing.
Neither is Amadeus.
Why are you looking at me?
If you were a level 6 ranger, not a level 6 barbarian, then maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
But as you're thinking of this, there is another... as another burst of arcane fire. You can't quite hear the words, but you definitely hear the tone of belligerent yelling.
I pick up speed. Am I
able to use Unseen Servant to give us a bit of an extra push from behind?
Ooh.
3 strength worth of push.
Well, you don't need that much push to move through the water.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Unseen Servant swim?
Yes.
You already said sure. Yeah.
Can Unseen Servants fix themselves in place?
Yes. They could definitely do that.
Then Magnus could use it like a paddle.
I was thinking it could kick its little leggies and be like a little outboard.
I don't think
motor.
You'd be able to do that.
Fix, pull.
I'm basically just trying to use it like a small,
outboard motor.
Outboard motor.
A rod would actually be a really great thing for this.
Yeah, but we don't have one.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, click, pull, let go.
Oh,
click.
Yeah, I suppose.
Pull, let go.
It's probably only upping us by 2 or 3 extra knots at the end of the day.
Yeah, it is a little faster. It does reduce from 5 minutes to 3 or 4 minutes.
We're slowly doing magic technology. One day we will have magic engine.
Magic tech, man.
Not today.
But yeah, as you guys get close, you see on this little mound, very damp soil and roots, there is a man in green armor just throwing fire. Like, he's set himself up with a wall of fire horseshoe so that the ghouls can only come at him from one way, and he is throwing fire spell after fire spell. And these ghouls are flat. I'm a all.
Oui.
You see more than one come in contact with fire and then just erupt. And you see one, as soon as they, like, ignite, they try to dive back into the water. And you watch one of them just fail to do so and explode from whatever internal gases was built up inside of it.
Cool.
As you get closer, you realize that this vanguard has lost his helmet at some point, and you just see this 30 or 40 year old half-orc with a messy black beard and a braided mohawk. The rest of his head is shaved, cool. And then he's just got this braid running down the middle of his head. And he sees you lot and it's just like...
Predicting our junior gears.
Yeah, he sees you lot and the look in his eyes goes from, I am making my last stand and I'm taking down as many as possible, to, oh, there is hope.
And Tanwin's going to wave cheerily at him and say, ah, well met. You look like you could use a little hand there.
Extremely. And as he says that, Ogle drops from the treetops on top of him.
Armadeus, get it.
Eldritch Blast.
Give me your two attack rolls.
Woo! Oh my god.
He did. Far away is this guy.
At this point, you guys are 20 odd meters away.
13 and 11.
That will not hit.
No, didn't think so.
I'm just going to check something.
I rolled a 5 and a 4 on my dice. Apparently, I have inherited Tanwin's luck.
Well, I don't have my dice today, so...
That's why.
How big is the pontoon?
5 meters long and 3 meters wide.
Okay, so I can get enough of a run-up, because Magnus can jump almost 20 meters.
No,
you can jump nearly 20 feet.
No, if you have a 10-foot run-up, you double your jump distance.
Oh.
Leap through the flames.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, that is the AI summary, but let's have a look at the...
Yeah, because D&D jump rules are weird.
Yep.
Honestly, I wouldn't know. I barely remember the Pathfinder jump rules.
Okay, when you make a long jump, you cover a number of feet equal to your strength score. Okay. If you move 10 feet before jump, you...
No, so your strength score in feet if you have a 10-foot run-up.
So the AI summary was inaccurate.
Yeah,
shock horror.
Basically,
He's looking at a different AI summary, though. So I think you guys better look at the proper rules.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get it.
Has the source, this one actually has its sources listed. But yeah, I was just like, that doesn't sound right. No, if you don't have a running start, you half your strength score number of feet.
Yeah.
But yes, rules clarifications.
Well, I would like to paddle the pontoon closer so that our lovely barbarian can get a big jump up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, as you guys are doing so, there is just this fountain of flames erupting from the vanguard as he opens his mouth and just emits this breath of fire.
Cool.
Just full on burning the head off the ghoul. But as the ghoul dies, it manages to claw vanguard's face.
Oh, his pretty face.
And you watch as he becomes paralyzed and immediately loses concentration on firewall.
Oh, dear. Okay, let's see what I've got. I don't know if I've got anything good.
I can huck a javelin.
I can. I think I've got a... Oh, I'm going to use my bonus action to cast Shield of Faith on him.
Is that ranged?
The range is 60 feet. We're within 60 feet,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm granting him a +2 bonus to AC.
Okay.
I don't use my spells very often.
No, you should.
I mostly use them for smiting.
Yeah, smite.
Smite.
That will give him a 22 AC.
Good.
Damn.
Play armor and a shield, man.
Yeah. I'm saving up for plate, kind of.
says the girl in debt.
Yeah. Not in debt anymore.
You're still in debt. You have like 100 gold left. But yeah, no, you watch 3 or 4 more ghouls climb out of the water, now no longer barred by the wall of fire, and start trying to claw at him, but this coat of prismatic scales envelops him and just wards off the attacks for now.
Nice. All right. You'd better try and get in there. I'm trying to get the pontoon as close as possible, but there's a lot of ghouls about.
All right. Are we rolling initiative at this point?
I will let you guys do one more thing before we do initiative.
One more thing for each of us, or one more thing? Okay.
How many ghouls have come out of the water to...
I will say three.
All right. Cool. I'm going to try Eldritch Blast two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly better. 17 and 21.
Both of those will hit.
Oh.
Oh, excellent. That's 2d10?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a d10 each.
Yeah.
6 on one and 8 on the other.
Is that including your charisma mod?
That's including my charisma mod.
Okay. Are they both at the same target?
2 different.
Okay. With all that is happening and the three of you arriving, as you hit them, the vanguard is starting to come out of that paralysis.
Cool.
And with just the arrival of you three, the ghouls decide that it is better for them to just leave.
Hey, right.
Basically, a bunch of predators get struck, and then, like, nope, this is not worth the food. And
I swear at them in inferno as they depart.
Yeah, it's just like, we can throw ourselves at one guy. Oh, there's four of them.
Yeah. And they've come with backup, spell backup. I'll continue to pontoon over to our guy, and...
And, yeah, when we're close enough, Magnus will do a jumpy boy.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll help him onto our pontoon, I think.
Oi, you're a sight for tired eyes.
Oi, as are you. We've had our fair share of being tired searching for you all. Where's the rest of you?
Where do you think?
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that. What's your name there?
Cairn.
Cairn.
Yeah.
Tenwin Magnus.
I think like the stone. I know a Kieran is something.
And that one's Armadeus.
Hi, how you doing? When Vanguard's Hold didn't hear from you, we were sent to be a bunch of nosy biggers.
Where's the rest of you?
Where do you think?
Around the corner?
No, the dead Magnus.
Yeah.
They're in the swamp.
Yeah,
they're
swimming.
No.
Not with that reception. So,
No, it was about all I could do to make sure that their bodies burned before they turned.
Let's get you back to the town there.
Yeah, of course we have to go back past the dragon, but that's...
Did you, like, go past the dragon?
No.
The rather large log-looking thing, couple of hours back.
That's a... Oh.
That's a swamp dragon, yeah. Ancient one, too. All is out of fur.
His eyes widen. It's just like, yeah, we kind of saw it bang into trees a couple of times. You sure it's a dragon?
We talked to it and everything. Lovely chap. What a lazy, but lovely chap.
Fair enough.
Amadeus is just saying this casually, by the way.
You know, the reputation that the Darnia aren't bothered by anything. I thought that was a myth. Y'all are...
There's going to be plenty of time for us to wait you out, I'm sure.
Aye.
I suppose with what you see, this is probably... I haven't slept in 2 days.
I haven't slept since yesterday, so...
Okay. Hey, this is not a competition. Let's get this, Cairn.
I'm going to fall asleep because
You are more than welcome to do so. Have a blast.
I feel like I am dead.
Well, don't wake up a ghoul, that's all I ask. And we'll wake you up when you're closer to town.
Just to stabilize him, I'm going to pump a D6 of radiant shenanigans. Extra 2 points.
Nice. Some of the claw marks on his face start closing up. You get the idea that most of his problems is the fact that, as he said, he hasn't slept in full 2 days. Goodness knows when the last time he ate was.
It's mostly just to make sure that he isn't going to die on the way home.
Mm.
Sort of. Cool out on the pontoon. No thanks.
Basically, yeah.
I'll spin the pontoon around and I'll start heading back the way we came.
Mm-hmm. On the way back, can I get perception checks?
My perception is... bad, but I get a plus 4.
No, plus a d4.
Yeah.
I only got 11.
5.
3. My rolls for today continue to be absolutely god-awful.
What, the highest was 11?
Yeah.
Oh, God. We're about to be attacked.
No.
Okay.
But it was an abysmal roll on their part. Agnes.
Wait.
Kind of for a brief moment in between the trees, you see a humanoid figure standing on the water, a sword in hand. But as you move... past a tree trunk. See,
does it
there.
Look like one of my little ghosty boys?
No.
Okay.
It looks like it's like 10, 15 meters off. It is fully obscured by shadow. There's just a silhouette. But yeah, no, you didn't roll high enough to catch any details about it, other than the fact that it's a humanoid figure standing on the water. And it's there for all of a moment as you like move past a tree trunk. It's there. Move past the next tree trunk. Gone.
Yeah. What was that rumor you heard about someone walking on water?
I think we all just decided it was probably a ghost, right?
Something like that. Why?
Oh, okay. I just think I saw a ghost.
Oh, you saw the walking on water thing? Or...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With a sword,
oh. Well, it could still be one of your ghosts, I suppose. One of your ancient warriors.
Didn't look like him, though.
Didn't look like them, why not?
I don't know, didn't have the right vibes.
There's no ghost.
What is it, then?
Calls itself the King of Paradarn.
The King of Paradarn?
We didn't meet the King of Paradarn. We met the King of the Griffin Stable.
We've never had a king.
Yeah, it was before Adafar.
He was the king of Keston's place.
Oh, yeah. Aye. King Keston. Lovely chap.
We've never had a king
I'm
of Paradarn.
I'm not going to dive into that further, but I believe he...
Just sleep, my friend. You'll be...
No.
We'll see
you. I'm going to brief you.
Okay.
He had no problem.
I'll take a little portion out of my sleeping kit and I'll gently...
Man, you're never getting the stink of the swamp out of that one. We'll buy you a new one.
Prestidigitation is a powerful thing.
Oh, I suppose so.
So, you know, like I said, give him a pillow.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are able to get back to town by the time the sun sets. You weren't able to do so here in one day's travel previously because you guys left mid-afternoon and had to stop in at the old shack.
Didn't know where we were going for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stopped at the love shack. It's a little old place.
Love shack.
Baby love shack.
Tin roof.
Something like that.
Anyway, we get back.
As I pontoon towards the town as the canopy lessens, is that false moon still there?
Oh, yeah.
Is it doing... How do I put this? Sorry, I'm not an astronomer. Is it doing moon stuff? Is it, like, waxing or waning, or is it still full? Okay.
It's been full the entire time.
And is the other moon full?
Oh?
The actual moon.
Our moon.
Sure.
Okay, so this moon's been full the whole time and proper moon has been going towards full.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't thought too hard about this.
That's fine. I just want to...
I know what the fake moon's doing. I hadn't thought too hard about the actual moon.
As long as real moon is still doing real moon stuff, I don't think we need to worry about it. Okay, I would like to take our new friend Ken to our old friend, the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff Tom, who's not Tom. Sheila or something, I think it was.
It was Sheila, I believe.
I thought it was Marjorie.
Marjorie.
Oh, probably was Marjorie, actually.
That wasn't Sheila, Mike.
I don't have my notes today, so I don't know anything about anyone.
Great.
So, yes, we will take our new friend to Sheriff.
Sheriff Tom.
Sheriff Tom. And it's like, do we have somewhere where we can put this gentleman for a few hours while he sleeps?
Right, you managed to retrieve one of them.
Yes.
The only one remaining. We need to have a debrief with him as soon as possible, but he needs to sleep it off first. Do you have a... I don't know.
Well, considering there's a Madagascan claw marks in his face, I suppose we're taking them to the doctors.
Would they be open at this time of night?
They will if I ask them to.
You're the sheriff. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. If it costs, bill us.
Yeah. Aye. Anything we need to know about this doctor?
Y'all just follow me and I'll sort him out.
Okay.
Much obliged.
You guys get to this, probably one of the nicer buildings in town. Magnus, you are familiar with this place? As you know, it's the same doctor that was there when you lived here.
Old, what's his name? Old Sawbones.
I'll piston to shake the smell of the swamp out of all of us.
Yeah.
Including the dwarf chest so that we're palatable.
Orc.
Half orc.
Half orc.
Yeah.
No, I was... Yeah, so...
Amadeus doesn't see race.
He doesn't see height.
Given that Amadeus is nearly 2 meters tall, he's usually...
Yeah.
Towers over most people by a good, centimeter.
And if there's a half-orc that's taller than him, he simply closes his eyes. He does not wish to see it.
And, yeah, you guys get to Sawbone Clinic.
Oh, no. Look, he's really good at chopping out bones.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
It's a good thing in a swamp. What do you think happens when you get swamp disease in your fingers?
They cut your bones off?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
That arm's gone. Have you not noticed how many people are walking around on peg legs with one arm and stuff? Do you think it was just because it's pirates?
There has been no one with peg legs.
I think the medical practices have changed quite considerably since the last time you were here, Magnus.
Either that or somebody's been feeding you pork pies.
You were quite young when you left the swamps.
As this conversation is happening, Sheriff Tom knocks on the door and just hear, "Yes!
Oh.
Who's there?"
Sheriff Tom and compatriots.
I suppose I'll let you in.
Much obliged.
And the door opens to this just spindly, bow-backed, stringy-tufted old man with five teeth to his name and one eye that is dilated more than the other.
Wow, heal thyself, Anwin Mutters to himself.
I wonder if I could.
Well, your hearing is really good, sir.
I know.
Anyway, we have a friend here who we recently acquired from the swamp and would like you to take a look at him, please.
We didn't acquire him. You can't own people.
Exactly. He's got ghoul claws in his...
Yes.
We
rescued him from the swamp.
That tracks. Okay.
So if you could have a look at him, please.
Yeah, get him on the bed.
We get him on the bed, and by that we, I mean these two get him on the bed.
The sheriff is just like, George, just send the bill to me and I'll send it off to... The government's paying for it, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, of course. It's why everybody pays the taxes after all. Don't do that with your teeth. Please.
I suppose I can then use some of my more expensive fare.
Yes.
Okay, I suppose.
This guy's really heavy.
Put him down on the damn bed.
Did we even ask his name?
George.
Cairn.
Cairn and...
Cairn or George?
Cairns, George the Doctor Cairns, the...
Your name is George?
Yeah, George McDougall.
Okay. This guy's name is Cairn.
Ah, because I've been carrying him.
Yeah.
I think he wants diamond dust.
We probably should have taken the plate armor off before carrying him, because...
Please take it off. I can't.
About twice as heavy as he should have been.
Wait, is this full plate armor?
Oh, yeah.
It's full plate armor.
Oh, I need to take this off to get it repaired.
We're not
We get the guy out of the armor and take off his shield and anything else he's carrying. Yeah. And
by us, you mean me and Magnus. Yeah, like, yes. Not Amateus.
Not me, no.
You're going to clean it.
This is going to take me like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Done.
Like,
as stuff are coming off, you realize that this man is a battle mage. Shield, scepter, heavy armor.
Cool.
This guy is the kind of guy that you stick on the front lines, get him to blow everything up, and then walk away happy. Probably the only reason he survived.
This is a cool guy. I like him a lot.
That and also just the copious amounts of fire magic he can produce.
Yeah. Do you think he's got dragon magic? He kind of looked like it because he was kind of...
Does he have a...
Oh, dragons do fire stuff.
Fire dragons do fire stuff.
Does he have the holy symbol or anything?
He has the Vanguard symbol insignia tattooed on his right shoulder. Yeah. But he also does have a mess of, like, gold scales on him. This man is a gold dragon sorcerer.
So you might be right there, Tenwin.
No, I've heard tales of people like this. They far back in their ancestry, there's a shapeshifted dragon somewhere. Yeah, it pops up every so often.
Yes.
When I came to Vanguard's Hold, I often was like, oh, it's going to be me. I'm going to suddenly get iridescent scales as my dragon ancestry awakens because they're so cool. But it didn't happen quite that way for me.
Yeah. He's the lucky one. He got dragons. I got something from the Nine Hells.
So it all shakes out the way it shakes out. It's all about the way that you use what you've been given to you.
Yeah, true. Anyway, we should probably let George do his thing and not crowd up his...
As doctor to you.
So, Doc,
So when you said that this would be a fun character for in person, but not all
No. There is a worse voice. This is not the voice.
It's like, all right, Doc,
Shall we wait somewhere close by?
No, you go off. Don't shoot. Ow.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you, Doc.
Come back in the morning.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So we'll head off to the tavern where we've got rooms.
Oh, yeah. I thought we prepaid for some rooms.
Yes.
You came back. We've already rented the rooms out to people we thought were going to survive.
And that is us, of course, because we're the ones who survive because we're the Darnia.
Look at me. I am the one who survives.
So, yeah, we'll grab dinner.
As we sit down in the tavern for dinner, I would like to listen around. What is dinner? Is it good?
It's catfish.
No.
Fried catfish.
No.
Deep fried catfish?
Deep fried catfish with salt potatoes.
Oh, it's pretty good, actually. Fish and chips.
Remember, swamp potatoes are wasabi but hot.
Amadeus will flop into the chair because he's still very tired because he didn't sleep the night before.
Well, rest. You didn't rest.
Yeah.
No.
As we eat dinner, I would like to listen around the tavern to try and hear other people's conversations. Like, is this a busy tavern?
Decently busy.
I'm looking for gossip, especially gossip about...
Yeah, give me a perception check.
...the King of Paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
Or just anything about the ghouls.
Yep.
Or if anybody's talking about the moon. Damn. Eight.
There is talk of the ghouls being restless.
Okay.
There's a couple of day drinkers that are at the bar just more or less shouting about, last time I heard the ghouls were this active was 40 years ago. Oh, no. And it wasn't fun. What's the opposite of fun?
And they're so loud, they're kind of drowning out the other patrons. Damn. Okay, well, that's all I'm getting from these simple folk. Does Magnus see any of his old friends?
Magnus was last here 20 years ago.
Yeah. Any of your old classmates? I don't know. Did you have a school here?
Roll perception or?
Yeah, roll me a perception.
Magnus is not looking. That's 8. Literally the lowest I can possibly roll.
Mm-hmm.
Magnus is loving these swamp potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Magnus is on hand. Tastes like home.
What? What's your passive perception? Because I think yours is the highest.
It shouldn't be.
No, Magnus.
Oh, no, Magnus is.
Yeah, Magnus is definitely.
Magnus's
is.
Passive perception is like 16.
Oh, okay. But yeah, no, with that active of 8. Damn.
Damn.
Yeah, that's how bad it was.
My passive
with
is.
With the D4.
My passive is 10.
So is mine.
Yeah. If I'm the standard, that's no good for
him. Well, the only one on the party with eyes.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And he doesn't use them very well.
Well, no, look, I'm a dais.
Usually I do. Dais is detail focused.
Don't worry about it. After the rather strange day, with the stories of the ghouls have always been, they would just hound you and try to drag you in.
Yeah, the fact that they were just chilling.
Yeah, it was the fact that they ran off when they saw the three of you arrive to help.
Yeah, they usually don't have fear.
Yeah, there was something different about them, and you can't quite put a finger on what.
Mm.
Man, a lot of stuff's changed. Times, they just keep on a-changing.
Well, it almost seemed... How's that song going? Something like that. Well, it almost seemed like they were, you know... It almost seems like they were curious about us. I mean, the only thing I know about ghouls... I thought that ghouls were pretty boring, so I never really listened to when anybody was talking about them or read anything or... But as I understood them, they were just kind of mindless. They didn't really think about things, and they just were more like a virus than anything. They just had an objective... But those ones look like they were assessing us.
I will give this, because this is also general knowledge, ghouls are driven by insatiable hunger, specifically for flesh of any kind.
Mm. So the fact that they weren't attacking us in the pontoon is suspicious.
I mean, yeah, I'd assume they had more of an animalistic level intelligence.
Yeah.
Because they used to be human, so I'm assuming that at least some of that translated when they died.
They don't so much act intelligent as they act cunning.
What I'm getting from this is that normally they're like classic zombie.
Yeah.
Rage virus.
But what we found was that they're kind of like thinking zombie.
Yeah. A typical ghoul, I would more equate a World War Z or a 28 Days Later zombie.
Yeah. Rage virus.
They're just hyper aggressive and just like flesh.
So the fact that they weren't swarming us on site.
Interesting. Ghouls also sometimes speak.
So the fact that they weren't swarming us on site says something.
I'm back 28 years later and there's a bone temple.
Can I roll history, I guess, -1, to see if I know anything about this King of Paradigm? Or someone who's calling himself the King of Paradigm?
Sure, yeah.
Wait, Amadeus, have you got the book?
I've already used it today.
No, rip.
That's a natural 20!
Baby!
There was only ever one individual that had ambitions and ideations of being King of Paradigm. One Henris Fulgore.
God damn it, not him again!
It's him again.
Ah, oh, son of a...
It's the only one it could possibly be.
By Artifoz, soggy...
Don't say the rest of that one. I know how that one ends.
Yeah.
Soggy turds.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Okay, so...
I remember that name, and I hate it. Why?
He was the one who killed Castron in the end.
King violence.
He was
the bastard son of the
lord.
The lord that Castron overthrew.
Aye.
And he got jealous that Castron was acclaimed as the rule over him because he thought it should be him because he was the son of the...
I've just remembered something exciting.
And Manadon slew him.
Yeah.
He has access to demon blades.
I knew that's what she was thinking.
And he was carrying a sword.
He was carrying a sword.
You're still on about the demon blade.
I think that they're cool, and I think that if I put my hands on one, I would be able to control it.
And you can put it in the bag of holding.
I could put it in the bag of holding. Maybe we could collect them, and then when we have, you know, a lot of them, then...
You can do a fusion dance.
Now that sounds cool. And then maybe I could grow extra arms and hold them up. But either way...
Yes. Become a demon prince.
I don't see any downsides to becoming a demon prince.
I see plenty of downsides.
Aren't you a demon prince?
No, I'm not.
Would you like to be?
No! So much no! Look, all I did was be given a book by a weird entity of unknown origin.
The fledgling god of knowledge.
I'm pretty sure that's something a demon prince would do.
Mm, that sounds pretty demon princey. Maybe you could be the demon prince of knowledge.
No!
And you could know everything in the world. That would be good. You'd like that. Either way, I think that this is worth reporting back to Vanguard.
Dragon.
You gotta let me finish the same thing.
Sorry.
I don't think it's a coincidence
How is it?
That this guy is out and about again.
How is it?
I wonder.
How is it that every time we go out to investigate something, we get slapped in the face by something completely different?
This was supposed to be a vacay.
It could still be a vacay.
It's a working vacation. Our visit to the library was supposed to be a vacay. We got swallowed up by a book and had to pimp slap a salt eater.
It was pretty fun, though.
No, it wasn't! You missed the part about having to pimp slap a soul eater!
I had quite a lot of fun trying to hook up the prince and that lady.
I like the cucumbers.
Yeah, I felt it very fulfilling and kind of fun to be part of a story.
I also do think that my fear response has just been burned out.
I am too tired for this. God damn it. All right.
He's storming away from us. He's going upstairs.
You can have this discussion without me.
I'm going to warn the sheriff.
About the king?
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea. How about we go and do that together and then we can go to bed?
Yeah. Right. I'm sure we can explain it really well without Amadeus.
Good night, Amadeus.
Wait, where are you going?
We're out for a walk.
Out for a walk. Don't worry about it.
Worry about it.
I'm coming with you.
Okay. Well,
because I have...
Don't you need to sleep for your spells?
I didn't cast any spells.
You said you wanted a rest.
Yes, but my shenanigans senses are tingling.
No!
I follow these two because I don't trust them with a 10-foot clown pole.
Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.